to Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yep, we're in here, In the Loop, Sports Radio 610, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and myself, Reginald Atitula, on a Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday. Unfortunately, that reaction is to a 34-7 drubbing for your Texans at the hands of the Minnesota Vikings, pushing them to 2-1, still atop the AFC South, but it was not a fun game to have to watch, especially because, and we were talking about this in the break, right?
Mm-hmm.
The idea of, you didn't even give yourself a chance to compete with the team. You had a chance to compete with that team 100%.
No, you got run out of the stadium.
And I thought that all the things we talked about last week were just about the ways in which the competition of this game could happen, right? The defense and the offense and all those things. And ultimately, you didn't even give yourself a chance to compete in this game behind just being messy, being having all these penalties. And so that leads us to the question of the day, because that was indeed an embarrassing and bad loss. What do you do after a bad loss? How do you handle a bad loss? 713-572-4610. That definitely led us to getting the text that was JJ should replace Laremy Tunsil.
Okay, that's how you handle it.
Which I imagine is it immediately turned into JJ Watt, or is it just humor? I feel like humor is one of those things for some folks that they're just like, I'm going to lean into the laughter of it to keep myself from crying.
Yeah. That's one way. A lot of people do it that way, but I like the fact that you frame this question of the day as a bad loss. Like a lot of times, like if my squad loses, I might even do that. But a lot of times, I'm just like, you know, sort of a shoulder shrug. You know, well, you know that it was a good game, it was a bad game, whatever. But if it's a bad loss like this one was, an embarrassing loss. Well, if you haven't picked up on it already, I might get a little bit agitated at what I feel are the worst aspects of that game, like the no excuses, especially at the NFL level, college level to a degree, but at the NFL level, like I get so frustrated that a lot of times this is how I handled yesterday's. We're watching the game. I get a little frustrated. I do the social media thing. And then I just went and did something else. I just go do something totally not related, you know?
I like how many of these people are apparently coaching staff or coaches on the staff for the Texans and abroad or various other teams. Because quite a few people are in the figure out what caused it. Has to be ongoing. How we can eliminate the cause and those types of things, right? Like, hey, watch the tape and burn it. We've seen a few of those. And I'm like, oh, yeah. As fans?
That's what y'all do?
As fans? I am intrigued by that person.
If I wasn't working in this field, I usually cut the game off during the game when it's a complete embarrassment and won't watch ESPN until the next
Sunday.
We're just hiding myself from sports.
I don't need to see the highlights from this game. And then that's the perfect time for ESPN to break your team down.
Yeah.
Because whenever you win big, they don't even
Oh, yeah.
They don't bring it up. You be like, where are the highlights from my team?
Yeah. Yeah.
As soon as you lose, that's the first thing to pop up. That's the first thing. One. Yeah. So
it's like when you or someone in your family or someone you know gets a new car, how you start seeing that car everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's just like, when you lose, all of a sudden your team everywhere. All of y'all care about this?
How about you?
For me personally, like, I'm a little bit of the, I'm trying to ignore it as much as possible, but usually, because I'm such a sports sicko, it's ignoring it by watching something else. Right?
I go do something else.
So you're like, just get away from sports.
Like, not even related. Not even related. Like, yesterday I went into my office and was just piddling with some stuff that I needed to get done and answering emails. I was like, I'm out.
Yeah, because there's various people on the YouTube that have also mentioned the idea of, like Jamie said, I cope with the bad loss by making fun of Cowboys fans. Yep, you had the opportunity.
Okay.
The Ravens were putting it on them boys yesterday. They eventually kind of made it close at the end, but if you wanted to go and laugh at your enemies and engage in a little bit of schadenfreude, that was available to you as well. Shout out to the 281. I like this one, which is the treat yourself method of dealing with and handling a bad loss. He said, Wingstop wings, and that ranch eases the sting on an L. Just go and buy. I am going to buy some wings. Like, maybe it's not in the budget, but F the budget. Let's go get some wings.
I'm surprised no one is, or maybe I've missed it. We're getting a lot of texts. Get plastered. Like, get wasted. Like, just like.
See, I can't do that.
Back in the day, maybe.
See, I could do it if they win big, mm-hmm. where I'm like, all right, let me break out the victory drink.
Party time.
Yeah, I can't do it for a loss, man.
Oh, wow. Some people are just raw dogging the L. 713. I just watched and took the L.
Salute to you, man.
God bless you.
Nah, I'm cutting everything. I don't even. Honestly,
he's pulling plugs out the wall. Yeah. Get all this out of here.
Honestly, it was a couple people that came up like, man, I can't listen to y'all after a loss. I don't even blame y'all.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I don't want to listen to no sports if my team get embarrassed like that.
But games like this, you want to vent. And we're getting a lot of that.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But me personally, man, I don't even want to. It kind of throw my whole Sunday off.
It does.
Like, I don't want to watch no Sunday night football now. And then at halftime, they showing the highlights from the game where we got embarrassed. Like, nah, my day is ruined.
Apparently, one of these might be lashing out. I'm making jokes. But 281 said Lopez jinxed us with that 5-0 take.
I said 4-0. Well, I said 4-0.
How likely is that now?
I want a jinx.
Okay. I don't know. There's still data that we need to establish. So there's a possibility that it could be a jinx. We can't say.
Somebody said they drank a 40 last night.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you.
I'd rather watch a game.
In a way, it feels like the afternoon guys do it backwards, right? For a victory, they drink Mad Dog. I feel like Mad Dog is a loss.
Yeah, that's
type drink.
Me too.
That's a penance.
That's not a victory drink.
That is a penance. That is a
Mad
a
Dog
lost
2020.
Drink. Yeah.
So God bless them. I guess in a way, that is a silver lining for them on this day. That they will not be chugging down some Mad Dog. God bless them. Somebody said 281 tried to watch the Strohs, but then that didn't turn out too well yesterday either. No, it did not.
You know what's crazy? So I was actually at that game yesterday.
Oh, wow, cool.
Because my wife got tickets,
mm-hmm.
and I went and I was keeping up with the that's how I was listening to Andre on the call. I was listening to the game, man.
Yeah. Oh, so you didn't go all the way away either.
Yeah.
So after the guy, the hand, I cut it off. I'm like, well, the Astros doing okay. I'm like, okay, Josh Hader about to come in. The fireman intro going. I'm like, okay. And that totally went to bleep.
This was kind of a throwback weekend. To the David Culley years or something. Texans get blown out and are embarrassed. The Astros were awesome, but I'm saying like back before, you know, back in the day with the Astros where they have a big lead and then they blow it. And then the bullpen blows it.
Yeah, it was just bad overall, man. Jordan got hurt, so I'm like,
buddy.
Oh, man.
But that was the thing,
and
right?
They lost the game,
mm-hmm.
blew the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, the game, whatever. The game is the game, man. Like that individual game out of 162, right? We can do the marathon versus sprint thing. Jordan, this close to the end of the season? Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
Do you need stem cells? Do you need a leg? I got one, right? Like, I will figure this out. Modern medicine has gotten to a fantastic place, but that can't be what it is. Some people said 281 rant on Twitter. Respect it. Someone said, turned off the game, turned on my PS5, and took it out on somebody in Madden Ultimate Team.
I
there
can
you
see
go.
That.
Going,
yeah,
the,
I can
the person
see that.
Who gets on the game and, like, I will go win this game myself with the team.
I seen somebody post a score from them playing on Madden. It was mm-hmm. it was like
95.
It was like 113-3. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Back in the day, way back in the day, when I had a bad loss and I was angry or upset or whatever, I would go for a long run, go for a long jog, or so, you know, just kind of like
just exercise it out.
Yeah, just sweat it out, get away from it, clear your head. I did that a lot back when, you know, in my 20s and 30s. I was like, I'm out. I'll be back in a little bit and just go run or hoop or something.
Just go get some fresh air. Hooping is absolutely one of those things, especially when I was younger.
Yeah.
Right. Like, as Figgy mentioned, being in the game of sports media kind of changes it. But when I was younger, I just, hey, let me go outside and shoot the
hoop. Yeah.
What about this one? Because this reminded me, a lot of people just sulk.
936 also went and mowed their yard, by the way.
This is from the 346. Make me impersonal. Like, you know how you just sulk? You kind of extract yourself from any human interaction, you know, like, hey, what's going on, Reggie? No answer. You know, you're just sort of like, you know, you're in your own little.
It's a day.
Yeah.
And you know, the worst part about all of this is, you know, my wife don't care about the games or nothing like that, but whenever they get the ass, hey, how's the game going, babe? What's the score? I'm like, you never ask for the score. And I tell her the score, damn, they got whooped.
That's crazy.
She knew the score.
Yeah.
She knew the score.
I'm like, why are you asking about the score?
Because she knew it.
Like, I'm about to go full blown. Yeah. What's that, Bucker? Get back in the kitchen.
Wow.
Get your ass back in the kitchen asking me about the damn game.
How dare you?
Lose.
How dare you? Yeah. Somebody said went for a drive in silence. God bless you. I used to go for drives, and then, you know, the gas prices changed. And I was like, all right, maybe we should go for walks. You know what I mean? That's a little bit different.
I'm still laughing at Figgy. He reacts to losses by becoming a misogynist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, woman, he's just mad at everybody.
Woman, get your ass woman, back get in the kitchen. Kitchen.
That's crazy. A few different drinks of choice have come up. Tequila, bourbon. Okay, shout out to all you fine folks mentioning the various things that you do. And then somebody said they cut the game off and watch a documentary. Just get your learn on.
All right.
I respect it.
All right.
Something peaceful. I imagine that some of that is just like you have like David Attenborough or somebody yeah. talking. And it's like, all right, this brings me back yeah. to level. But whatever you did, I hope that it was helpful for you on a day in which the Texans got drubbed 34-7 yesterday versus the Vikings in a game that they should have been able to compete in, but they just shot themselves
Never
in the
did.
Foot. In the leg, in the other foot, in the kneecap, just all over themselves, did not help themselves, and unfortunately fell to 2-1. But all right, it's In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. You got Lopez, you got Figgy Fig, you got myself. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL, where apparently all you need is a little Andy Dalton to fix the Panthers, and apparently passing in the league. I'll talk about that more next.